From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Florida Governor Rick Scott told residents he's been in contact with U.S. President Donald Trump, and he assured them that they'd get the necessary help from the federal government.
We have a lot of requests: disaster tarps, water, baby food supplies, supply trucks, search and rescue personnel and equipment, and incident management teams. Military watercraft and aircraft with the capability to move fuel from the mainland to the Keys at Marathon. And a military vessel like a Marine or Navy ship to sustain shuttle operations and complete ship-to-shore missions.
Hurricane Irma has killed at least 11 people thus far, and thousands have been left homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would prefer to avoid military action to deal with North Korea's nuclear threat, but said previous diplomatic efforts have failed to pressure Pyongyang from developing its missiles.
Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
Thursday, Mexico's government expelled the ambassador of North Korea in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test. China also says the key to resolving the current tension with Pyongyang involves sanctions and dialogue. Spanish media reports the country's top court has preventively suspended the call for a referendum on Catalonia's independence. The move was widely expected. According to court regulations, the suspension lasts for 5 months while the judges come up with a ruling. The pro-independence coalition ruling in Catalonia claims that the universal right to self-determination overrules Spain's laws. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. A federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's limited view of who is allowed into the United States under the president's travel ban. Mary Mata has the details.
The court said grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the U.S. should not be prevented from coming to the country. The unanimous ruling from three judges on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals also said refugees accepted by a resettlement agency should not be banned. The decision upheld a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii who found the administration's view too strict. The U.S. Supreme Court said in June that President Donald Trump's 90-day ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority nations can be enforced pending arguments scheduled for October. But the justices said it should not apply to visitors who have a bona fide relationship with people or organizations in the U.S. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
15 states and Washington, D.C. are suing the Trump administration to stop plans to end the program that keeps young, undocumented immigrants from deportation. They argue that the decision to scrap the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, is unconstitutional because it would deny those affected the due process of law against arbitrary punishment. Bob Ferguson, the Attorney General of Washington, called the move to end DACA outrageous.
When it comes to our Washingtonians being harmed, it doesn't get much bigger than this. Put yourself in their shoes. You're a dreamer. Our country is going to deport you back to a country you may not even know. Can it be more cruel than that?
On Tuesday, U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions said the program will end in 6 months to give Congress time to find a legislative solution for the immigrants. The United Nations warns that the number of Rohingya Muslims running from violence in Myanmar could reach 300,000. An estimated 150,000 Rohingya have already made the crossing by foot and by boat into Bangladesh, and the country is struggling to cope. The UN's World Food Program is putting out an urgent call for donations, saying that if food runs out, it could spark violence among the refugees, putting women and children at risk. Pope Francis urged young Colombians on Thursday to take the lead in promoting forgiveness to help their country heal from a half century of conflict. Francis brought his message of reconciliation to a country still bitterly divided over the peace deal which is seeking an end to Latin America's longest running armed rebellion. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.